Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. We've been out for quite some time. It's been about a week. The international break has obviously been going on. But today I'm always joined by my co-host, Sergio. How are you doing?
I'm great, actually. It's very good weather today, so I'm happy to be here, as always. And excited to get into today's topic.
Yes, now today's topic is about the World Cup 2022. Now, we're not talking about the teams that might qualify because of the qualifications going on right now. We're talking about the human rights problems and our thoughts and other people's opinions on the matter. To start off with, Sergio, we've seen Norway and the Netherlands later on, Germany, Denmark. I think those were the four countries that have now made a statement on the pitch with their players about the problems going on in Qatar, trying to make a statement towards the FIFA to sort it out. What are your opinions on this, first of all?
I think it's good that countries are speaking out about what's happening. You know, because obviously it's everything about football, and if the players, if the teams, if the nations are showing their opinions or their support to those who are being treated right, or they're just in general bringing the thing to the media and bringing it to people, making people aware of what's happening, I think that's good from them countries, because I think it's just what everyone deserves to know. Everyone deserves to know the truth of what's happening.
Yeah, now I think it's a good thing. First of all, I think it's important that they showcase their thoughts, and I feel like Norway aren't the best. They've been doing this the best, because they've obviously now worn two shirts saying human rights on and off the pitch. Then obviously at Germany with every player wearing a letter making up human rights. And then Holland football, it's like football changes or whatever the fucking bullshit statement was they made, because it was just terrible. It was like football changes cultures or whatever it was. I can't remember the statement. But that wasn't a really good one. I thought that the more impressive ones and the more impactful ones were the Norwegian ones. And for example, the manager of Norway was wearing that top that said human rights on and off the pitch throughout the whole game. I think it was yesterday or the day before. So that was very impressive. It was very good to see. Now, obviously, Mino Raiola, excuse me, came on to Studio Football in Holland and to talk about what his thoughts were, because he obviously stated that he doesn't feel that players should be doing this political thing, because at the end of the day, it's a political thing. He said that, he didn't really say that. He said that he could understand. He doesn't want to put his players out there to under pressure to do things that might not feel comfortable doing. He doesn't mind the whole thing. He also said that players, don't decide where they want to play. You know, so you know, if you get players to play in places where they don't want to play, then surely they should get a voice as well. What are your thoughts? Do you think that players should be able, or yeah, like, connect with the FAs from countries to decide where they want to play when there's like World Cup draws going on? Is that the word?
I mean, elections. I think they should have an opinion. I think they should definitely have an opinion, because it's them who are going there. It's them who are representing their country. I don't think it's too much. Like, it's their opinion which should be taken into account, but shouldn't be taken into account too significantly, because everyone has different opinions. And like, they're obviously football players and the role models and everything, but they don't know everything that's happening behind the scenes, because there's so much more stuff to football than just like playing football and the players getting paid. So much stuff behind the scenes, the other effects of the World Cup has in a country. I don't think full players are aware of, or they don't realise, most of them. So I think their opinion should be taken into account, but I don't think it should influence too much the voting unless there's a strong opinion from a lot of players from the same team.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But also, the thing was that Mineirola said was they're now making the FAs from those countries are now making those players do these things, which, you know, they might stand behind or they might not, but I reckon they all stand behind the things that were being said. But then at the end of the day, in 2010, shouldn't those FAs said, yeah, we're not participating in the qualifications for this country? Because first of all, there was allegations that it was rigged, right? So do you think overall it's
what
been
do you mean
like
rigged?
Allegations that the elections were rigged, that Qatar won the World Cup to host the World Cup. That there were allegations. I think there's still allegations, or might have been proven by now that they bribed the whole place up. But do you think at the end of the day, maybe therefore players shouldn't be used for political things like this? Especially because we sometimes see in Spain as well with Barcelona wearing a special kit representing Catalonia against Real Madrid, you know? Do you think, and obviously not every Barcelona player wants to get in, like Frankie de Jong, for example, you know, is from Holland. So like, why does he need to represent Catalonia as when playing for Barcelona, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that specific case, it was a bit uncalled for. I don't think players should be, because they're put under pressure to represent something that they might not believe in or they might not really care. But then they're just going to get love from one side and hate from the other. So they're just being put in a sticky situation at the end of the day. But for example, this year with the World Cup, if it was rigged and everything, I mean, players are players, like they're humans. They're not educated to be politicians. They're not educated to make those big decisions. They're educated or they're trained to play football. So, like, they shouldn't be too significant to the politics themselves. I think that should be taken care of by the FA to make sure that it's fair and that it happens how it should happen, that everything is under control and that everyone is safe, and it's like a safe space for everyone, for workers, for politicians, and that not, like, if it's rigged or if people bribe other people, then it's just, when will it stop? Because you might do the World Cup, but then in the World Cup you could bribe other things as well, and it could just be a chain reaction of bribery. So I think that players definitely shouldn't be used for political reasons, because they're just people wanting to play football, unless they obviously want to represent it. But like you said, with the example with Frankie de Jong, I mean, I don't think guy really wants to get into those politics, especially because he is not from Spain or from Catalonia. So I think it's a touchy subject for a lot of people, and I think players are put under a lot of unnecessary pressure because of that.
Yeah, and obviously we're not saying that is wrong. We're just saying, because obviously you got Black Lives Matter going on in the Premier League right now, where they take a knee, which is a very good example, which is a very good thing, right? Because everybody believes that racism should be removed, like just be solved. And I think everybody stands behind that. Whereas Wijnaldum in the press conference, when they played, I think Turkey, was like, I had no idea what was going on in Qatar, which is fair enough, right? Because if you were a professional football training like five times a week and then chilling out, you're not going to read the news about like certain things because you're just busy doing other things. So
I don't think it's that. I think it's more that when I think players in general, when they're not playing football, try to focus in life on something completely different. Try to drive, like, for those 2 days, the attention away from football and towards their families and friends, because they just have football every day. And like, if it's football every day and then you're just immersing yourself into stuff like that, it just gets, I guess, more for like a boring routine and actually football that you love.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on there. I think that's what a lot of players do anyways. They take a break from football because they do it so much, so often. So I can totally understand.
Sorry for cutting you off, but I know, for example, I watched a Fernando Torres documentary, and Amazon Prime in Spain, and he said that, and his wife said that whenever he got home, when he was with his kids, he never talked about football because football was the time when he was out and he couldn't see his family. And he never talked about football at home, and he only watched Atletico matches mainly. So he wasn't like a big football guy at home because obviously he knew that he had other stuff that he should be like putting his attention in.
Again, just kind of shows that football players aren't reading news about football things, football related things, right? So you know, you can't blame certain players for not knowing, because some people, you know, read the news and come across it, and others don't. Others spend time with their families most of the time, you know, go out or do other fun stuff. So, you know, I don't blame them for not knowing. But then again, they get put in a position where they have to kind of make up for what the football associations in different countries have done wrong. Because I think most of the, like the KNVB, for example, the Dutch FA were like just pissed off that it got hosted there. I'm pretty sure the English FA were pissed off that happened there. I'm pretty sure the German FA were pissed off that Qatar was hosting the World Cup. And of course, you can't always do this because, you know, certain things in Russia aren't right? With, for example, the president, Navalny, being put in prison for doing something, even though he got poisoned, right? And, you know, you can't put your players on the pitch to do certain political stuff, which shouldn't be about political stuff, if that makes sense. Because otherwise, you're going to have to do it for every single little bit of every single little thing that, you know, players might not or people might not like, right? So again, I think the players should be able to decide whether they want to contribute to this, because at the end of the day, I feel like the FA is kind of fucked up and not the players, and they're now putting the players forward to resolve their problems because they're idols of certain people, you know, watching football. But I haven't seen any other countries apart from the four I mentioned doing this. What's the media saying in Spain? What are their people's opinions in Spain about the Qatar World Cup and the people dying?
Firstly, I think we should cover what's actually happening in the Qatar World Cup before we go into what countries think, maybe.
Yep, go for it.
So basically what's happening in Qatar is that this is very important issues because there are allegations of, well, they're migrant workers, and there are allegations for slavery. There are allegations for many deaths. I don't know what the figure was exactly that the Guardian output a few weeks ago about how many died. I don't know if you remember, but pretty much just the workers are created in the stadiums in Qatar and all the facilities. They're living under very poor conditions. There are allegations that they're not having the human rights. They're not like getting enough food or rest, for example, or they were cramped up into buildings like it was like a slavery camp, for example. And apparently they get very little pay. And it's a very controversial issue that a lot of countries are touching upon, as you've said. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And the human rights and Human Rights Watch and the International Trade Union Confederation allege that the kafala system actually leaves the migrant workers vulnerable to systematic abuse, pretty much. So what sums it up in this sentence.
Yeah, I mean, the thing as well is that, you know, you can't always change a way a country should operate, right? Because then it gets out of hand. But with this, you know, it's a bit different because they got paid the minimum wage, which was ridiculously low, right? And then they slept together with like seven people in a bedroom, which was like 5 meters wide and 5 meters five by five, basically, right? So there's never enough space for all of those people to work there when, they should have the rights to water, the rights to food, the rights to, enough space, because they work in extremely hot conditions as well. Like, the reason why it's held, the World Cup is held in the wintertime is because in the summertime, it's about 40 degrees, right? So imagine waking up, not wanting to do this job, but you have to feed your family at home, and having to build a stadium, a shop for like the mall that they're building, metro tracks, whatever, in 40 degrees, it's insane. And that's how 6,500 people, according to The Guardian, have passed away, which is unacceptable, knowing that this was going on for like 10 years now, and I feel like, it's the World Cup won't be remembered for who won it. It will be remembered for maybe the people that have passed away making the facilities, etc. And I think that's not good. But then again, people ask the question, should we boycott? What's your opinion on the boycotting part? Do you think countries should just not go to the World Cup?
Or I don't think that's going to work.
It's too late for that.
I think that's too late. I think that's also kind of disrespectful to a lot of people. See, the people in Qatar, their FA, even though they're not doing things right, I think that's still disrespectful. The people that died, for example, that's just all the work, and they recently died. It's just going to be thrown away. So I think that still should happen, and there's not enough time for another country to host it and to make sure. Because especially all the dates are made and everything, and everyone's just ready. I don't think it should happen because so much money has been input from a lot of different countries as well that I think it should not be boycotted just because of what's already happened and how far it's gone, because it would just be throwing everything away that's happened and what people have done. It's a sticky situation, to be fair.
Yeah, and I feel like if you boycott now, then you're not necessarily disrespecting the Qatar FA or the Qatari, the Qatari people, the prince or whatever. You're just disrespecting the workers who have worked so hard, who've lived in such bad conditions, because obviously they pretty much put their life on the line to build stadiums when they were not forced to, because obviously they came to the country to work. But at the start, their passports were taken away from them, right? And that wasn't just because that wasn't just them. It was also old players, like I think Pep Guardiola, Frank de Boer also played in Qatar. They got their passports taken away from them as well. That was just a normal thing there, right? But then again, you're taking the right for them to move everywhere away. Now I think that's changed since, but to come back to the question whether we should boycott or not is a bit late and it's a bit disrespectful, and I think it's a bit stupid to boycott now. You should have boycotted about 10 years ago. Really grouped together. Like, the big countries should have just grouped together: Brazil, Holland, Spain, Germany, England, Italy, to just say, yeah, we're not going. And then, you would have solved the problem by not going. And at the end of the day, it still mind-blows me that the fact that Sepp Blatter, the ex-FIFA president, was proven to be found guilty of fraud, right? Yet that World Cup location still goes ahead, knowing that it wasn't legit. I think we should definitely go, but I don't think it will, be remembered for whoever won the World Cup or whatever moments happened. Like, for example, the South Africa Cup. World Cup was remembered for, the Brazil World Cup was remembered for. So, but then again, just to come back to the whole start, when we were talking about certain countries expressing their feelings towards human rights, why haven't the countries like Spain, for example, done anything yet? Or is that not even a question in Spain?
Being completely honest with you, not quite sure if the Spanish FA is going to do anything, or if they're planning on doing anything. I have no information. I don't think they've spoken out. And I don't know if any players have spoken out, really. I might be wrong, I might not know. But I know that the media is criticising it a lot, like every other media. They're talking about slavery, they're talking about low wages, they're talking about threatening, they're talking about bad working conditions. They're saying that the Qatar 2022 World Cup is going to be one of the worst. It's going to be like, I don't know what the word is in English, but it's like when it has like a curse on it. It's going to be cursed, apparently. Mm-hmm. Is saying Qatar 2022, the World Cup of embarrassment. It says embarrassment World Cup. It's just a lot of criticizing. I don't know if the Smash FA will speak out on it, or they'll prefer to just keep quiet because it's going to happen anyways. And they'll just save themselves the trouble, even though that's not what they should happen. They should speak about stuff that's going on. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
A country like England, I would have expected to bring out a statement right now. I don't think they did yesterday either against whoever it was they were playing. Because obviously
they played Albania.
Yeah, because they play obviously the Premier League, for example, with the Black Lives Matter thing was really good, right? That was so clear. They were so outspoken by everyone, yet when it comes down to, I'm not comparing the racism to the Qatar thing, okay? I'm just saying that that's kind of interesting, especially from the English FA when, you know, I would have expected them to do something by now. And I think that Norway and Germany really made a statement towards the FIFA, but Holland, they tried. It wasn't really powerful in any way. I feel like you could talk about this for ages. But then, you know, you will come to the same conclusion every single time, or different conclusions, which we obviously don't have time for. But overall, I'm pretty disappointed with the way this has been handled by the FIFA and by the FAs. It's a bit of a shambles, really. It's pretty sad because, you know, football is supposed to unite people. And at this stage, it's just not. It's bringing tears, and not in a good way. It's bringing tears to the families, you know, who've lost their father doing their job because the FIFA just don't have the balls to stand up because it's all about money, you know. So this, like I said, there's been a lot of things that went wrong, which should have been solved ages ago. And there's a lot of questions, right? Which there's no right or wrong answer to, I don't think. To most questions, not all questions, obviously. I find it really strange what's happening at the moment. I don't know about you, but that's what I have to say for now about the Qatar 2022 World Cup.
I mean, we'll have to see what happens, but I wouldn't be surprised if something happens with it, some kind of repayment or some kind of ban happens in the following years, really. But
because also
Go on.
The FIFA now, obviously, because of certain pressure from certain FAs early on this year and Amnesty International, you know, they've worked on the wages improvement. Now you can keep your passport when you're there. Those things all help. But at the end of the day, it's not enough. But they've also now said that when voting or when a country applies for host the World Cup, they need to be able to check through every single thing about human rights down to whatever it may be. So that's a good thing, I suppose, coming out of it. But again, you can't really defend Qatar at this stage, can you?
I mean, we don't know the details, but I don't think they have much for themselves.
No. Anyways, I think that we'll leave it there. Let us know what you think on the social media. Mostly, I think we made a post about it. So it was ages ago still, but you know, we are here. Hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a bit of a strange one, a bit of a more sad one, if you'd like. The reason also why we haven't been uploading a week review is because the World Cup qualifications is just dead, man. It just isn't fun at all, in my opinion. And I think Sergio shares the same opinion, don't you, Sergio?
I wouldn't say that they're not fun. I'd say they're a bit bland.
Dull.
Bland, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, there's not really any good teams matching up against each other, which is obviously true. It causes a lot of upsets, though. Like, certain big countries have been upsets, performing but well.
None of the countries are playing to a top level because it's like the first time back. It's just poor football.
And then, you know, the whole schedules, etc. Like, football just goes insane. All right. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. If you haven't already checked out, what should they check out, Sergio?
The social media. I'll save the best for last. Our social media, our Offside Football Podcast, our editor, Jakob, JMXS Beats on YouTube. You can also find him on our social media, Offside Football Podcast. Check him out there. And also the YouTube. Yes, you heard it right. YouTube. Yup. Take it away.
We're on YouTube now. So make sure you go check us out there. We're still small. So the way you have to check us out is go to our Instagram, which Sergio just said, at Offside Football Podcast, to hit the link tree in our bio. And then you'll see the top suggestion is YouTube. And then we've uploaded a video about the Champions League, the UCL talk. So if you haven't listened to that on Spotify or on any podcast platform, then make sure you head over to our YouTube to see our faces. Show us some love, subscribe. And if you're new around here, make sure you hit the follow button on whatever you're listening on, if that's even an option. And stay tuned for more good news. Do you want to sign off with anything, Sergio?
Stay safe. We're nearly over this pandemic, that vaccines are coming through. And have a good week.
Yes, that will be it. Thank you very much for listening.